Well, today is primary day in Massachusetts, and joining us this morning with his thoughts is a WATD political analyst, John Creed. Mr. Creed, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's an honor, Dan, and today we might be seeing the largest turnout in a state primary in history. The largest prior to this was in 2006, and they estimate 1 million voters have already voted.
That's right, because this is I think this is the first time we've seen mail-in voting taking place in such high numbers.
I think that's absolutely right. The interesting thing, Dan, are they new voters or are they the traditional voters that have taken advantage of the changes?
Well, that will be seen. And, of course, the race in this primary getting the most attention is, of course, in the Senate, with the Democrats, incumbent Ed Markey, taking on Congressman Joe Kennedy III for that Senate seat.
That will be an interesting race to watch, and Kennedy has never lost a congressional election in Massachusetts going back to Jack Kennedy and Ted Kennedy.
And there's been a lot of money spent on this race.
Oh, unbelievable. The networks at Channel 5 and 4 and all the networks have to be very pleased with the amount of money that's been spent by those two camps.
Now, of course, as I said, we've got a lot of early voting. We've had a lot of mail-in voting in this race. So this primary is obviously a little different. Do you think we'll know the results by tonight?
It's possible because I think it's going to be a larger victory than people think. But it's going to hurt the pollsters and the people doing the exit polling because so many people have already voted, and I doubt they've contacted them. So that will be an interesting thing to watch, not only for today, but for November 3rd.
And that's interesting to bring up November 3rd because from some of the town officials, at least, that I've talked to, and you know the people who are going to be the town clerks and whatnot, they almost consider this sort of a dry run in some ways for the general election.
I think it is, and some of the town clerks I've spoken to wish they had brought it in at a slower rate than going right into a presidential year, but we'll see what happens both tonight and November 3rd.
And, of course, tonight the polls will close at 8 p.m., and once they close, you and our crack political team will be taken to the airwaves.
Well, Christine James is the best, and we'll try to do our best to keep people up to date of what's happening.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Indeed, we shall.